It is 7 a.m. and you, babies, you are listening to BFF.FM, best frequencies forever. This is your musical savior, your voice in the resistance, Steve Fox, broadcasting coast to coast, north to south. Another day in this revolution where I tell all of my brothers and sisters across this land, hey, America, it's time to wake the F up.
If you don't love me, don't love anybody. If you don't love me. you, and you're glad it's you, and you're glad it's you, and you're glad it's you.
FM.
Oh,
BFF.FM, best frequencies forever. New music, brand spanking new music from Kim Gordon. That's Murdered Out. Right here on another edition, another episode of Wake the F Up. Steve Fox hanging with you. Glorious Saturday here in the Revolution. We are one day closer to victory. A whole bunch of testimony happened in front of a number of different committees as they were deposing witnesses for the impeachment of one Donald John Trump. The orange madman even had a meltdown in the cabinet room as Nancy Pelosi stood and put her finger in his face and said, "All roads with you lead to Putin." Things are getting crazy, if they haven't been already. I think in times like these, we need a little music that will stir your soul, make you think. Mr. Randy Newman.
My wife and I took a little trip down to Mexico. Met this young girl there. We brought her back with us. Now she lives with us in our home. She cleans the hallway. She cleans the stair. She cleans the living room. She wipes the baby's ass. She drives the kids to school. She does the laundry too. She wrote this song for me. Listen. Yeah. The other afternoon, my wife and I took a little ride into Beverly Hills. Went to the private school our oldest child attends. Many famous people send their children there. This teacher says to us, "We have a problem here. This child just will not do a thing I tell him to. He's such a big old thing. He hurts the other children. All the games they play, he plays so rough." Hold it, teacher. Wait a minute. My ears are clogged or something. Maybe I'm not understanding the English language. Yeah, you don't seem to realize my life is good. My life is good. Some young associates of ours are flying in to see us from New York City. They're gonna stay with us for a couple weeks or so. I'm gonna take them to restaurants and everything. Gonna get them some real good cocaine. They don't get much where they come from. And this one guy's wife is such a pretty little brown thing that I'm liable to give her a poke or two. What do you you think of that?
Teacher, let me tell you a little story. Just this morning, my wife and I went to this hotel in the hills. That's right, the Bel Air Hotel. A very good friend of ours happens to be staying. And the name of this young man is Mr. Bruce Springsteen. That's right. Yeah, we talked about this kind of woodblock or something. New guitar we like. And you know what he said to me? I'll tell you what he said to me. He said, "Brad, I'm tired. How would you like to be the boss for a while?" Well, yeah. Blow, big man! Blow! My life is good. My life is good, you old bat. My life is good. My life. My life.
Rewind, fast forward, rock out. BFF.FM.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. To say you're sorry, how would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her, she's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had tan, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. No one told me about her, what could I do? Well, no one told me about her, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry, how would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her, she's not there. She had tan, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there.
BFF.FM, best frequencies forever. Some zombies. Had to get into that mood this morning, you know? She's not there right here on Wake the F Up. Steve Fox hanging with you on this glorious Saturday. Well, we are going into another week of testimony. And there are more witnesses being called to testify. Here are the five that are going to be testifying next week in the impeachment inquiry. It's getting to be a daily thing. Philip Recker, the acting assistant secretary of European and Eurasian Affairs for the State Department. Soraya Janyadi, foreign service officer at the U.S. Embassy in Kiev. Catherine Wheelbarger, acting assistant secretary of defense for international security affairs. Alexander Vindman, director of European affairs at the National Security Council. And Timothy Morrison, who succeeded Hill at the NSC and is due to appear October 25th. More testimony, more witnesses, more facts. All of it will come out. And then we may begin the removal of the 45th president from the zombies to all you zombies. It's the Hooters, BFF.FM.
Israelites, all you zombies. by themselves. You don't have to hide anymore. All you zombies, show your faces. All you people in the streets. All you sitting in high places. The peace is gonna fall on you.
Like little fish, you should learn when to go. You should learn how to say no. My last day.
Misfits, our songs are bitter. We are the misfits, the misfits. And we're gonna
BFF.FM, best frequencies forever. Oh, said you wanted some Luna Chicks? Some Luna Chicks. You got it. Steve Fox hanging with you for a little while longer on this Saturday morning. Wanted to remind you that BFF.FM, best frequencies forever, is a community radio station. And we exist to give you the best in rock and jams, talk, interesting talk, info, and an all-around good time. But we can't do this without you. Community means all of us. So we're asking, as I do, we're asking for some dollars. Simple as that. A donation. A good donation. You can do it one time, or you can become a bestie and donate $10 or more on a monthly basis. Yeah, all the great perks and everything, right? That's great. We get you in. We entice you with that. But you're doing more than that. You are helping pack the sandbags against corporate music and against what is happening in our government. You help by donating. You keep this revolution rocking on. Go to the donate page and just give a little. Just give a little. I'm Steve Fox. And I absolutely 100% approve that message.
My mother worked 15 hours, 5 days a week. My mother worked 16 hours, 6 days a week. My mother worked 17 hours, 7 days a week. The best way to scare a Tory is to read and get rich. The best way to scare a Tory is to read and get rich. The best way to scare a Tory. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Wake the F*** Up with Steve Fox on BFF.FM. We'll be right back.
BFF.FM, best frequencies forever. Mr. Bison, Roots, right here on Wake the F Up. Steve Fox with you for just a couple more minutes. And I wanted to remind you, we are getting really close. We're a couple of weeks away from another election day. We will be voting in our various townships, school districts, cities, states. This election is as important as the others. You have the ability to push progressive ideas every election. No matter what office it is, no matter what ballot measure you may be voting for this time around, think about it in terms of who is going to help the most citizens. What is going to help the most citizens? How are we going to stop what is happening to our republic right now? Take those ideas into the voting booth. Vote early if you can, but make sure you make a plan to vote, you get others to vote, and you all go out and vote. And then go have a drink, because it's, you know, election day, and we get to do that here. Until I talk to you again, stand up, fight back, never give in, impeach, remove. You know what to do. Label it, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour here at BFF.FM. Fox is out.
For the San Francisco music scene.
BFF.FM, best frequencies forever.